probably heard of those gratitude journals, right? You know, those journals where they ask you to list five and thrive. Those were really popular, and they served a very important purpose. You know what that purpose was? Yeah, to get people to be grateful. Why? Because gratitude is one of the best attitudes to have in life. Only thing is that gratitude doesn't always instigate action. The gratitude journals were designed to shift your thinking, especially your thinking within, so that when you approach life, the world, the people around you, even yourself, you'll be more accessible to feeling gratitude. It'll be accessible to you. But now, however, it's time for all of us to take the next step, to become more empowered, to become activated, more deeply successful. And it is time that we all more fully realize happiness from within. How? I'm really glad you asked. With a kindness journal. A kindness journal. So for the next 20 minutes or so, I'm going to explain to you how and why a kindness journal will show you the action needed to uncover your own empowerment, happiness, and even your own wisdom. I am Dr. Arlette. I am your inner life coach. I train your everyday thoughts to uncover your own greatness, and that greatness is made up predominantly of your kindness for self and others. My goal is to give you information, inspiration, and incentive to uncover your kindest and best self, because that self is already in you. It's already ready already. Your greatness, that self, your greatness, we all need you. The world, me, you, those who know you, those who don't know you, we all need you and your greatness in the world right now. It's urgent and it's time. It is almost past time. So let's all together step up and use your kindness journal to be inspired, to get information and become your own incentive for kindness expressed and experienced. So the basics of the kindness journal. And now that the days are longer because it's summertime, that's what I meant when I said the theme is daylight and kindness. So now the days are longer, you have more opportunities to experience and express kindness, right? So no excuses. Anyway, the basics are that at the end of the day, preferably just before or after you brush your teeth, before you go to sleep, and if you don't brush your teeth, well, I'll just have to report you to your mom. Anyway, you get the idea. At the end of your day, whatever that is and however that goes, write down three instances where you gave a kindness and three where you received a kindness. Now, before I go any further, let me just make a distinction here. For our purposes, in my work with you and your work with me, for us here together, there is a clean line, a very clear line between nice and kind. That might not be the case in everyday talking or in your everyday world. That's okay. And there is nothing wrong with nice. Nice is good. But for the work we're doing together here, there is a difference. Nice is to get something. Doing something nice, you expect something back. It's not a bad thing. It's a normal thing in human interrelations. It's just not what we're talking about here. Here, we're talking about kindness. Kindness is just doing it because it feels like you can't not do it. And that's not a double negative. That's a real thing. Kindness just has to come out. You can't help it. And so here's an example. This is from a while back, but it's still an example. And it's still the one I use in my own life to remind me. So years ago, I'm married. And when I was earlier in my marriage, we just passed 23 years now. Yay. When it was, 3 years, 5 years, something like that. My husband had an older brother who was died. And so there was a, celebration of life thing at his home, which is another state. And so we flew there and, I didn't know until we got there when he sort of off the side of his mouth in a way told me, by the way, my ex-wife is coming. Her name's Claudia, we'll change her name. Claudia is going to be here. I'm like, I said, what? Why? And offhandedly, well, she knew everybody in the family and they all were wondering how she was. And so she's coming because she knew my brother who died in the family. Okay. I said, I mean, there's nothing I can do about it. So I've got to figure out a way to deal with this, right? And in the meantime, I knew some of her backstory. Claudia had experienced a very abused life. She was physically and abused in just about every way that a young girl can be abused. And so I knew that she had a difficult life and there was a lot of pain and damage inside. And that's an awful thing to carry with you in life, just horrible. And so there I was talking to somebody, and I think I looked up at my husband who was just a little bit away, and he was looking at someone over my shoulder, and I looked at him and he said, there's Claudia. Like, oh, good. And I turned around and all I could see was that pain in this woman, the pain in her body, the damage. And I could, all I could feel was a kindness overwhelming me. Just, I wanted to just hold her. So I did. I just rushed over to her and said, hi, and threw my arms around her and gave her a big hug, which surprised her. And she fortunately didn't push me away. Instead, she kind of hugged back and smiled, and we went on from there. See, kindness is actually when you feel from deep within in your body, some might say in your heart chakra, your heart center, you feel a kindly connection with an other. And you respond from that, just as I did. Thus, you experience kind feelings for an other and just act on it because you can't not. Whatever the response, you just give it. Now, if I were being nice by our reckoning in this work, if I were being nice, which isn't bad, but if I were being nice, I would have then expected that Claudia not speak to my husband for the rest of the event unless she was sure I was also standing there. And surely she would not have shown him old pictures of them together, because when she did that, even in spite of everything, I felt no less kindly towards her. But of course, when I saw those pictures coming out, I rushed over and joined them. Okay, not stupid over here. But still, feeling kindly and then knowing people are who people are in their context. Anyway, so now I think you know what the difference between kind and nice is, at least for our work here. So let me remind you, this is a kindness journal. Three kindness actions given. Might be like the one I just had the other day. I had to speak to a government worker. Now, nearly every experience I've had has been quite favorable. I've always found that they really want to help, but are often constrained by rules and, of course, their need to keep their job. So a lot of times we're on the same side. I'm able to convey that, you know, I want to get this done and so do you. So let's figure out how we can do this together. We come to an understanding, communicate more effectively. But the other day I got one of the very few who was not happy in his job, no matter what I said or did or and no matter what, it just became more and more clear. He just wanted to finish all the phone calls that he was assigned for the day and wanted one word answers. So I put on my lawyer hat. I used to be a lawyer, and I simply answered the words of the questions and I took the human element out. That seemed to be the most kind thing at the moment, the most kind action. Since his repeated statement to me was that he had no time, he just wanted answer to those questions as worded. I have no idea if he got the info he actually needed or how he will interpret it. I guess I'll find out, but it's most likely he'll, as I thought, he would cause more hassle down the line for me, maybe others, probably people in his life. But by putting on my lawyer hat and simply answering the questions, just as I instructed in years past my clients when we would prepare for a deposition or a trial, just answer the question that's asked as much as possible, only one word answers, which is exactly what I ended up doing. So that ended up working. that was my way of being kind to him. Just one second. I just have to burp. There. Okay. Sorry about that. So all I know is that whatever I gave to him wasn't going to be right unless I fit in the box that he wanted. So that was, I was capable of that. I could do that. And that relieved him of the tension that he was feeling because he had so much other work to do. So I let him go faster, knowing that maybe I'll have to deal with the mix-up later. But maybe at least he'll feel a little bit better, more relaxed, and on the weekend maybe won't complain as much about how hard his job is without realizing that much of that challenge is due to his own mindset. Sometimes, somehow, he feels like a victim of this job, the system that runs the job, the world around him. I don't know. Anyway, when I gave the kindness of simple answers, he was able to breathe a little deeper and keep moving and then hang up really fast. I'm sure that must have felt good for him in some way. So, for in that case, the kind action was putting on my lawyer hat, answering the short one-word answers, done. With other people, most of the other people I've spoken to in those contexts and government calls, maybe doing that kind of one-word answer would not work, would not be the most kind thing. So on my list for that kindness given for that day, it would be something like, put on my lawyer hat so this grumpy guy could go ahead about his busy day with his grumpiness intact. Then on the matter of kindness received, here's a follow-up to that grumpy guy situation government phone call. There was a kind woman I spoke with about a week prior at the same government agency. I had her back phone number from that phone call. So I called her after speaking to Mr. Grumpy Man. And I, on the message I left, I explained some of my concerns and questions and answers. And I asked her if there was something she would like to advise me about how to go forward to make sure that things didn't circle around in an uncomfortable way for pretty much all concerned. She called me back the same day. We got it all straightened out and I learned what to expect next in this government agency and their actions. I received her kindness. I felt it in my body. My heart actually felt full, my throat chakra, my throat center. I couldn't express fast enough how I appreciated her kindness. I even said, boy, if all of our government workers had such a good heart as you have, our government would be running so smoothly. And she was so surprised at that. It was the cutest little giggle and thank you that she said to me. Kindness given and received and given and received. See, self-kindness is all about kindness for self and others. So as I expressed the kindness I was receiving from her, she received some from me and it went back and forth. So even though the grumpy man did not realize the kindness I was giving by answering the way he wanted, that didn't matter because it was kindness I was giving, not niceness I was being. Even though the kind woman realized the kindness I was giving, it didn't matter because it was still kindness and not niceness I was giving for her as well. Even though I experienced kindness given by this woman who called me back, there's no requirement on her part that I be kind in return. There was no requirement that I be nice in return. She was just giving me kindness and I was just being kind. No return required. Just follow through in the work and kindness. Kindness recognized is like double kindness because, see, it's automatically reciprocated. It can't not be. Self-kindness is about kindness for self and others, care and connection for self and others. So here's your assignment because I'm a university professor. I give assignments even to my private clients as an inner life coach. And here is yours. Get a new journal, one that feels special, that represents a kindness to you. Whether you make this journal or you buy one or some combination of the two, start one today. Don't put it off. do the first assignment tonight. And watch out, because I may be watching you. Anyway, then get your favorite writing utensil. It's really best if you actually write this physically, not type on a computer or punch on the phone or dictate on the phone or the computer. If you can write at all, if you're capable of writing, get a journal and write with a pen or whatever you like to use. Every night, list three things, three times where you just purely gave kindness. Every night, then list three times that others just gave kindness to you. So maybe your first day, as you get used to this, might be something like this. Under the kindness given category, number one, held door for older lady at store. Whether she said thank you or not doesn't go on here. Number two, let someone back out car from parking slot as I waited. Whether they waved hello or I was waiting for that parking slot, doesn't matter. You let them back out. Number three, smiled and said bye to clerk at Costco in the midst of noise and people. And if you've ever been to Costco, you know it's noisy and there's lots of people because it's a great place to shop. Mass quantities, at least, anyway. And some cool clothes. Anyway, I'm sidetracked. So there, smiled and said bye to the clerk. Didn't have to. They're very busy. They don't always get to return the smile or the goodbye. And even if they do or don't, it's kind action that you gave, smiled, and purposely said goodbye. Kindness received. Man let me in front of line at store, had only one item. Well, that's kindness. Whether you said thank you or not, there's a man who let you in front of him because you only had one item in your hand. Number two, person's dog wanted to say hi to me. Never happened before. Well, maybe you passed somebody who was walking their dog, and the dog, for some reason, really liked you. Or it's just generally friendly. Who knows? Who cares? The dog wanted to come over and say hi, and you got, for the first chance maybe in your whole life, to bend down and say hi to a doggie. Pretty awesome. That's a kindness given, and you received it. So that's a kindness actually received. You notice these are all actions. And number three, under kindness received, old friend texted me to get together. Whoa, and this is somebody friend. This is maybe someone from a while back. You haven't communicated lately for any number of reasons, but whatever it is, it's always good to hear from this one. And this one person texted you with a request to get together. There's a kindness received. Simple, see, right? Yeah, it's simple, but it's not always easy to do this. See, it's not always easy, these things I'm giving you, but they are always simple. What you want to do is get a journal. Write in the journal the category kindness given. 1, 2, 3. Actions. These are actions that you give kindness, no matter what you might get back, whether you get a smile back, whether you get a thank you back, whether you get a wave back, whether you get a phone call back. Kindness received, when somebody does something for you. Maybe even kindness received might be you observing a kindness for someone else and you feel like you got it too because you got to watch it. Just a few sentences, a few words, maybe just a little bullet point. 1, 2, 3, kindness given. 1, 2, 3, kindness received. Simple, right? Yeah, not always easy, but always simple. Kindness starts from within and then flows out. Self-kindness is the fountain. The question then might be, how do I activate that fountain? How do I get it turning on and flowing? The kindness journal is the physical exercise. It's like the weightlifting or the running the track, building up the muscles. The motivation, inspiration, incentive for the work is to look within and realize that aspect of you that is kind, that is ready to give, be, and receive kind and kindness. That part of you I call your greatness. That part is about to burst out. It just wants out so much. sometimes you find you're kind and you didn't even intend to be kind, like my story about Claudia. I had no prior thought to be kind. It just fell out because that inner fountain of kindness that is my greatness just couldn't be held back when I let my heart open. Okay, now I hear you. I hear you're asking, okay, all well and good, Dr. Arlette, but how do I get my heart to open? I mean, well, I've got all this negative stuff going on in the world and around me and in my life and blah, blah, blah. Negative, negative, negative. So I'll tell you, you use this question all day, every day. Within you, within me, within everyone is your own answer for the moment. And each moment there's another answer. The question is, what is my opportunity for greater care and connection for self and others right now? Think about that for a moment. If you are agreeing to keep a kindness journal for at least a month, and I'm telling you you're agreeing to that now, you are motivated, incentivized to figure out what is this kindness? When not niceness, kindness, what is this? How do you figure that out? You ask the question, what is my opportunity for greater care and connection for self and others right now? You'll find opportunities are everywhere. Like I had the opportunity to hang up on the grumpy man instead of answering the questions the way he wanted it. I had the opportunity to merely shake Karen's hand, if that much. I had the opportunity to bemoan how our systems of government are heartless. I had the opportunity to be kind, to quell the grumpy guy's concern with time and his to-do list, to let Claudia know she wasn't alone, even from a stranger and for a moment. What is my opportunity for greater care and connection for self and others? So the question is, what is the quality of opportunity that you're going to seek? When your focus is on your kindness journal, because you know you got those three things for under one category and three under the other category, that you got to fill that in every night. Maybe you have more things sometimes, but three is your minimum. Three is your minimum goal. Well, in that case, then, if you're thinking about that for the next 30 days, you will want to seek every opportunity for greater care and connection for self and others, because that is the action of kindness. Keeping a journal keeps your mind on your kindness and ultimately shifts your thinking in a similar way that the earlier gratitude journals shifted your thinking. However, the kindness journal takes you a step further inside. It asks you, it demands of you that you act, that there's action. Now, instead of looking things to be grateful for, you are looking for opportunities to be kind and for those times when others are kind, and that is an opportunity for you to experience kindness received. Then you will see how much your thinking shifts, and thus how much your world will shift towards greater empowerment, deeper happiness, and more success. This is because kindness requires action. Being kind inside is good, but kindness inevitably bursts out like your breath when you want to hold it. Eventually, it just bursts out. Come and find me on Facebook at Listen Within Podcast and join our community as we all keep our kindness journals together. Or connect with me on Twitter and let me know your 3+3 kindness journal entries. Let's do this. Together, we can accomplish a deep and inevitable shift in ourselves, in our communities, in our families, and eventually in our world. So as you keep your kindness journal, you get to be the kindness you want to see in the world. This has been Listen Within, show number 18-2019. This show is managed by Christina Weinberg and produced by Hannah Sussman. I am Dr. Arlette. I am your inner life coach. Find me on Facebook at Listen Within Podcast or on Twitter at Dr. Arlette Poland or my website, listenwithin.org, where you can also find the link for my two books available on your Kindle reader. Remember, be the kindness you want to see in the world.